at all. No harm in calling. Only harm could be in waiting. Call Redeemers Group, 541-8765, 541-8765, or on the web, redeemersgroup.com. Chris Harrington has wandered into studio. We will talk to him about the fierce Grizzlies-Clippers rivalry next. Plus, he's actually set eyes on Joakim Noah. So we will do all of that next. It's Jeff Calkins Show. Oh, and I do have Grizzlies tickets that I will be giving away at the end of that segment. So Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jeff Calkins Show. Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Get in the game. The Lotto America jackpot is now over $12 million. And with tickets just $1, make sure to stop by any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play today for your chance to win. The next drawing is tonight.
Hi, this is Liz Ferguson, co-owner of Kay Ferguson Consulting. Are you paying too much for health insurance? If so, we can help. At Kay Ferguson Consulting, we offer health care choices for individuals, self-employed, large and small business groups, Medicare, life, and long-term care. Stop paying too much for health care. Visit kay-ferguson.com or call 901-245-3399. We proudly serve the Mid-South region as licensed brokers. Call 901-245-3399 or kay-ferguson.com.
Shopping for boots this Christmas? Then get to Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, where you'll find over 5,000 pair and over 250 different styles of Western boots and work boots for the entire family, all at prices that meet or beat the online stores. Want the perfect gift for the people on your list or even yourself? Now for the month of December, all adult Ariat boots are $20 off the already low price. That's right, $20 a pair off Ariat boots, Cowboy Corner's best-selling brand. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your family-owned store for 61 years on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Get Memphis and get tickets, Grizz fans. Don't miss your Grizzlies as they battle the Los Angeles Clippers tonight, December 5th at 7 p.m. The first 10,000 fans receive a Grizz rally flag presented by Fox Sports Southeast. For great seats, call 901-888-HOOP or shop grizzlies.com today.
The holidays are so full of cheer, there's barely time to make dinner. So order the Chili's 3-for-$10 deal to go.
Take Chili's to go, baby, go, baby, go.
You'll sing when you get an entree, starter, and Coke for just $10.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Order Chili's for the whole family.
Mom, dad, and kids, baby, kid, baby, kids.
And relax with Chili's at home.
While you sit on your butt, baby butt.
Hey, not in front of the kids.
3-for-$10, baby, bucks, baby, bucks.
Mm-hmm. And take your Chili's to go.
Baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Show to Chris Harrington.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
I was going to do a Los Angeles or California theme song in honor of our guests in town today. But then I saw this morning that today's the 86th birthday of the still living Richard Wayne Penniman, a.k.a. Little Richard. And so I had to play one of my favorite songs from one of America's greatest living artists. Slipping and sliding.
Slipping and sliding. Okay. You have a piece up, and people can read it out. We can read it at the Daily Memphian, dailymemphian.com. Just $7 a month, by the way. Makes a fine gift, holiday gift, for someone you love, a Memphian you love, or maybe someone who's out of town and wants to be in touch with Memphis and read about the Grizzlies and everything else that is happening in Memphis. So the piece is up, and I have tweeted it out, and they can read it at Memphian.com. Deals with a whole bunch of stuff. Before I get to any of that, though, our friend Dan Wojcicki, who's now with the LA Times, or do you know him?
Yep.
You know Dan? Yeah,
I do.
So he called me and asked me about the Grizz Clippers rivalry, and I have the unfortunate problem that I don't remember anything. Like I can't, I didn't even know they only played twice in the playoffs. He said, "Why was it such a great rivalry?" I said, "Well, all those years in the playoffs." And he said, "Well, they played twice."
Right.
And the real question was, is there a rivalry now? And what made that rivalry so great? And is there anything now? Do you think there's any even remnant of it now?
Not to rain on Dan's story, whatever he's writing, but it ended last year. I mean, it ended 2 years ago, basically. Last year was when Chris Paul and Blake Griffin were gone. And so, and Zach Randolph was gone. So once Zach Randolph and Tony Allen are gone and Chris Paul and Blake Griffin are gone, like, that's the end of it, right?
Does it mean anything? Is there any residual Clipper hate or
not? I don't think so. No, I think last year was sort of the ceremonial end, and this year is just another team coming into town to me.
I think there's nothing. Right. He made an interesting point that, in a way, the Clippers have become the Grizzlies.
Right. No, that is a good angle where they are, yes. And they're even, like, throwing out grit and all this.
Right.
And I've even heard, like, I heard Chris Vernon lament, like, he likes all these players who play for the Clippers, right? Because he's had this man crush on Pat Beverly for 10 years.
Right.
You know, he likes guys who you think you're going to beat up somebody in a dark alley or whatever. I mean, instead of playing basketball. But, yeah, and Pat Beverly and Montrezl Harrell and, you know, Avery Bradley sort of has a defensive
reputation. Tobias Harris. And then, yeah, how do you like, I mean, Danilo's been hurt and he's talented. I don't root against him. Do you root against Danilo?
No, but he's not like.
He's not a tough guy.
He's not gritty, grindy.
No, but he's a sympathetic story.
But the rookie, Shea Alexander, is sort of an unflashy, plays defense, kind of point guard. And, yeah, no, the Clippers have been, and I was going to do a thing in the game day store yesterday. I'd taken a bunch of notes about it, and then practice ran like an hour late, and I needed to get it done, so I didn't have time to write it. But I sort of said on the radio a few yesterday the whole Western Conference Marco Polo thing,
yeah.
Right? I was going to do a whole riff on that in the game day, and the Clippers are the exception to that. The Clippers have not been up and down. They've just been up for the most part.
You pointed out today they started 4-4, and then they've been 12-4 since.
And so they started 4-4, but they have not had a three-game losing streak all season. They haven't had the, like, lose 3 and 4 games or lose 4 and 5 or any of that. Like, they haven't had the downward dip. Every other team pretty much in the West has had the up, they bobbed up, and they've dipped down at some point in the season. Really all of them, I think, except for the Clippers. I think Clippers may be the only one who haven't had, you know, both of those. They've just mostly been up all year.
You look at, I want to get back to the rivalry just a minute to it, because I would talk just a little bit. It looks like mediocrity. I mean, you look at that roster, yes. It just looks like total mediocrity.
It looks
mediocrity.
Like a 35-win team on paper. I don't know if they're going to keep up. Like, I still don't. I'm still skeptical about the Clippers keeping up this pace, partly because, you know, they've had this great year from Gallinari, who you mentioned, who has a pretty severe injury history. I just don't expect him to have the best and healthiest season of his career now. It could happen. You never know. Right. But I don't expect that to continue. And, you know, Patrick Beverley has got a lot of injury history, too. I feel like this team is playing above its head, but sometimes teams just keep doing this. You never know. Like, there was that Suns team a few years ago that was supposed to be terrible. They ended up missing the playoffs, but they won, like, 40, 42 games or whatever. They're supposed to win, like, 20.
Right.
And sometimes things just click for teams. I mean, from the outside perspective, the Grizzlies look like one of those, right?
You wondered if the – yes. Although at least the Grizzlies, you can point to Mark and Mike. Who have a pedigree.
Healthy, right?
You know, what's the pedigree of Danilo Gallinari?
This is why I picked the Grizzlies ahead of the Clippers. Even though I had both missing the playoffs, I had the Grizzlies ahead of the Clippers going into the season for that very reason.
Yeah.
I could see it. Mark and Mike healthy. Hey, this team was going to be okay. The Clippers, I couldn't see them being more than like the 35-win team.
Just to revisit the rivalry briefly, they were just 2 years in the playoffs, and basically each one, in a way, was a gut punch to the other team. Because the first year, the Grizzlies, that was the game one, they lost the huge lead, the 26-point lead or whatever it was. And then game seven was game seven at home, whatever.
Mother's Day was like a noon tip or whatever. That was the worst basketball game to watch I have ever seen in person, I think. It was a game seven at home.
Right.
And it was just talking about being in the mud. Like, the whole building felt like it was in the mud.
I think Vernon was mad that Hamed started the fourth quarter.
Hamed and Arenas. That was a notorious thing. Like, how do you start fourth quarter of a game seven with Gilbert Arenas and Hamed Adadi? To which the answer is, like, you can't play Mark and Mike 48 minutes and, like, this is who you got, right? That was sort of the problem. But that game one was just like, I mean, the game one of that series was almost like some kind of fever dream or something. Like, didn't seem real what happened in the fourth quarter. And then the game seven was just
so deflated.
You know, the whole thing was terrible.
That was terrible. But then the next year, the Grizzlies go down 0-2.
From a Memphis perspective, it took the form of an exorcism.
Yeah, it was an exorcism.
Yeah.
They're down 0-2. And I think one of the single greatest, was it game six? They beat him in six, and that was a Zebo had Blake Griffin on the floor.
I think maybe the best
trick.
Still the best thing I've ever written about the Grizzlies was probably my game story from Game 6, which was, if you look at the timestamp, it was 2:45 in the morning. and my headline, which I stole from a Hold Steady song, was How a Resurrection Really Feels. And it was, the whole thing was just total chaos. It was you know, that was the game where Zach hits the floor and Tony runs not to help him up, but to stand over him and flex his arms. You know, it was the game where Chris Paul got thrown out, and then Matt Barnes thought he got thrown out.
Kicked the garbage can. Was that with that one? Or is, no? Matt Barnes
was with the Clippers.
Yeah, right.
And he assumed he got thrown out because he's Matt Barnes. And, right. And so he starts arguing that it was Chris Paul who got thrown out.
Oh, I see.
And then Zach gets thrown out. And as Zach is leaving the arena, he whips off the headband. Yeah. And Tony's like pounding his chest. And the whole thing. It was total chaos.
It was the most Grizzlies game ever. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's right.
It is the most Grizzlies. And Whoop That Trick is playing. And it just was insane.
And somewhere in all there, and I don't think it was that game, somewhere in all there, there was the classic, like, Zach Randolph on the floor basically choking Blake Griffin.
I think that was game 6, too.
It may have been that.
I think that was that game, too. Who was more reviled, Blake Griffin or Chris Paul?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a close call. I felt like there was more attention on Blake Griffin because you had... It was the Randolph-Griffin one-on-one matchup had so much heat. There's no heat with Mike Conley and anybody, really.
Right.
And so you had the whole Griffin. But Chris Paul, the most villainous Chris Paul thing was, remember, Marcus Gasol had the torn abdominal muscle. It was supposed to be out like 2 months. He missed 2 games. And Chris Paul ran over and shivved him in the ribs on the free throw line. I think that's how he got thrown out.
God, that was just fun.
Yeah, and then you had... The one regular season moment that fit into the whole thing was the one where Tony Allen kicked Chris Paul in the face.
Oh, yeah. He
which was a road game.
See, I should have had Dan call you. I can't remember any of this stuff.
It was the road game, and it happened to be the same night as a Justin Timberlake concert in FedEx Forum.
That's fantastic.
So I remember like going up, like in the middle of the show, getting bored and walking up, and like people were watching it on the screens, you know.
The first series was Rudy Gay was healthy. And was not good. I think that's true. And the second series was Rudy Gay was gone.
The first series is the only playoff series Rudy Gay ever played for the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And Zach Randolph had gotten injured at the beginning of the season. He had come back, but
was not
limited.
Himself. Right.
And so Rudy was the alpha. He was the de facto go-to guy. And
it was very awkward. Yes.
He was forcing a lot of shots and not making them. And he was a guy, quote unquote, guarding Nick Young when Nick Young hit 3 threes in like the span of a minute in that fourth quarter comeback.
Yeah. This was all fun, and now it's just uniforms. And I don't think Doc is reviled, do you?
No. I think people generally like Doc Rivers as sort of a personality, and he was never really the identity of those Clippers teams from a fan perspective.
Right.
I don't think
it was Blake. And
the other thing is that first year, that Clippers team, we talk about them being gritty, grindy now. That first year when they beat the Grizzlies, their bench was like Kenyon Martin and Eric Bledsoe and like
they had another big dude.
Reggie Evans.
Yeah.
They had like cornered the tough guys off the bench, and Bledsoe just
and Reggie
gave,
Evans was
gave
murdering
fit. For
him too. And Reggie Evans was getting rebounded. Yeah.
Right.
No. That was a heck of a lot of fun. I will be giving away, we have actually now 2 pairs of tickets to the Clippers game tonight that we'll give away at the end of this segment. Joakim Noah is in town. You saw him, you set eyes on him, you talked to him?
Yeah, I mean, he was very soft. He was very, it was like he'd gone to the Crash Davis school of, like, interview technique from Bull Durham, where he, you know, Crash explains to Nuke LaLoosh, these are the cliches you have to use.
Right.
So you don't give people anything, and it was a total Crash Davis.
It's funny, because he was such a personality.
He was totally, I'm just blessed, I'm just happy to be here, just want to be one of the guys, you know. He didn't say much of anything. He did sort of say, and it was sort of subtle, he said, and I used it in what I wrote, he said, you know, I want to be a good influence.
Right.
And obviously that's not a reference to Marcus Gasol. That's a reference, you know. And so I think it's interesting, the idea that Jaren Jackson Jr., as a rookie, is going to have Marcus Gasol and Joakim Noah, like, in practice with him, like, two former defensive players of the year as big men, which I think is cool. You know, he looked... No, people ask me, like, what kind of shape he's in. I'm like, how do I know? I can tell you that he looked totally ripped in the upper body.
Right.
More so than Mark did. Like, he'd clearly spent a lot of time in the weight room.
Uh-huh.
But that's different from basketball shape, right? And so I don't know about that. J.B. Bickerstaff said, you know, he looked good. He looked like he was in good shape. Basketball shape is a work in progress. He made sort of that distinction. And it sounds like, I mean, he's on the team, so they can play him tonight. But Bickerstaff sort of sounded like he was reluctant to do that. I bet he's on the active roster, though.
You think but will not play tonight?
Well, I would guess. My guess is he's on the active roster, and there is not a definite plan to play him. That maybe depends on how the game goes. That's the sense I have.
Right. Okay. You also went through his history a little bit. He's just not played much lately, right? I mean, he was last year with the Bulls. He was hurt.
The last three seasons, two with the Knicks, one with the Bulls. The one with the Bulls, he played I think 30 games, and it was a shoulder injury that cost him most of the season. The past 2 years with the Knicks, it's been a whole list of stuff. There was a knee injury. There was a rotator cuff injury. There was a 20-game league suspension for testing positive for PEDs. And then he got in an argument with Jeff Hornacek, and they sent him away, put him in exile. And so over 2 years, he had all four of those things happen. And so he played like 50 games the first year with the Knicks. He played like six last year before they sent him away.
And has he been totally healthy? Anyone could have picked him up at any time, and he just didn't? Like, why hasn't anyone added to their roster before
Well,
now?
I mean, I don't know about totally healthy, because he has this now 3 year history of pretty significant injuries, right? And so one thing he did say that I didn't end up writing, because it felt a little bit too much of an aside, but one of the questions I'd gotten was like, why didn't they do this 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, or why not 2 weeks from now? Like, what's the deal with the timing, right? Because it's been out there for so long. And someone from the Grizzlies had told me a few weeks ago, because I had asked, like, why hasn't this happened yet? And they said, oh, he's got some stuff he's trying to take care of. It made it sound like it was sort of on his end. He wasn't ready to sign with the team yet. And he basically said that yesterday. He said, you know, I had some personal stuff I had to take care of, and I was able to take care of. What that means, I have no idea.
Right.
But it sounded like it wasn't a physical thing. It was he was not ready to sign a contract.
You just had to deal
until
with some
now.
Stuff.
Right.
Right. I got you.
And so, you know, here we are. And my feeling is sort of that if he is healthy enough to be effective, he's a pretty good fit as a, you know, backup center on this team, because he is similar to Marc Gasol in a lot of ways. Now, he can't shoot or score like Marc, and that's a problem for a team that has a problem on offense.
Right.
But he's similar defensively, both in terms of how he plays, his IQ level, and how he plays physically on the floor. And he is like Marc in that he is used to handling the ball and passing the ball, you know, taking the dribble handoffs and passing out of the high post and sort of playing at that spot on the floor. So you could see him playing with Jaren Jackson, like, easily. The problem is that he can't shoot. And so the guy does have to guard him the way they have to guard Marc Gasol out on the floor. But in terms of the high-low feeds and you know, setting the pick for Mike Conley and, like, facilitating out of the elbow, he plays very similarly to Gasol. And I feel like, and J.B. Bickerstaff, when I asked him, he agreed with my assessment, essentially, that it makes him a pretty easy fit if he's physically able to contribute.
The last thing I want to ask you about is that – we know what I've known what the issues are with the Grizzlies, to the extent that they have issues, the wearing down of Marc and Mike, the scoring from other place pieces, et cetera. You pointed out in your piece today, and I urge people to read it over at the Daily Memphian, that the defense has gone from elite to mediocre.
Average over these last five games. And so if you look at like this 1-4 stretch, like, and isolate that from what had come before. And what had come before is they were top five defense, and then over these last five games, they're like number 16th or whatever. And so, and there are two main reasons for that. One is the turnover stuff, which was such a strength earlier in the season, has disappeared over these last five games. And the other thing is their defense against three-point shooting has gone from average to bad, to really bad over the last four or five games. And so the question is, like, was the early season stuff a mirage? Is this like a little dip and they'll come back? You know, someone asked me in the mailbag early in the season, you know, the Grizzlies are a top five defense. Is that sustainable? And I said, no, but they're probably a top 10 defense. And I still sort of feel that way, that they'll settle somewhere in between those two. Part of it is the opponents. Like, these last five games, they played Toronto, which is the best team in the league, probably. Philadelphia, now that they've got Jimmy Butler back, maybe one of the two or three best teams in the league. The Clippers have been, I don't know if they're sustainable, but they've been that good, right? And so they played a very high level of opponent. But they're not going to stop playing high-level opponents, right?
Right.
And so I think they have got to be better defensively than they've been these last five or six games. My concern would be that some of what you saw early on was a little fluky. Like the extent of the turnover differential they were able to generate early in the season, that if that sort of poof disappears the way it has the last four or five games, then that's going to be a problem for the Grizzlies.
Okay, let me ask you one other unrelated question. This is a non-sports question. So today we're not getting our mail because George Bush is passing. I think that's today.
Is that normal? Do we usually like do that?
I think it's traditional, but I don't know. So we're not, and the stock market's closed as well.
I know the stock market is traditional.
Yeah,
I'm not sure about the mail.
Stock market's closed,
for the funeral of an ex-president,
I guess. Anyway, we're not getting our mail. Whatever. Here's my question for you. So, obviously, there's been a lot said about George Bush in the last week, right? Over the last few days,
George H.W.
Herbert Walker, not George W. George Herbert Walker Bush. And there's been all the good things said. I think that the fact that he the model of decorum that the letter to Bill Clinton just sort of is almost we have this nostalgic for when people treat each other decently and didn't yell at each other and whatever. And he did some good things and then he did some bad things. The war on drugs. He was not active in the fight against AIDS, et cetera. How do you feel about on a day like today? Or whatever. Do you talk about the whole of the man? Like even to a mundane thing. Like when the what's his name from the Eagles died, there are people who go out of their way to say I hate the Eagles. It's a different thing, right? But what's the right thing to talk about on a day like this?
I don't think you should ever like lie about things, but at the same time I think it's appropriate in most circumstances to dwell more on the positive of a person's life in the moment of
Yes. It doesn't mean the history books. Right.
There are exceptions in world history. We're not talking about Charles Manson. Right.
He was a model prisoner.
Right. The reality is any president is going to have a resume that's going to have some stuff on either side of the ledger, right? That's just you can't have that career without having that. And I think it's entirely appropriate to discuss all of that, but I also think it's appropriate to dwell more on what is good about a person, as long as you don't lapse into hagiography, which is sort of a complicated word, but as long as it's not sort of false like hero making or whatever, I think it's totally appropriate to dwell on the positive in that moment. The other thing I think is that one of the things about him, it's sort of similar to Jimmy Carter in some ways, who was another one term president who lost re-election. Carter is remembered warmly in part because he's lived so long, but also because of his post-presidency has been such a positive thing. And that's similar to Bush. I mean, Bush isn't out like, with a hammer building houses, but he partnered with the man who beat him, for the Haiti relief stuff.
Right.
You look at the warm relationship he's had with the Obama family. You look at the way he didn't meddle in his son's presidency. Some people might say that we wanted him to, but I think he is conducting himself in his post-presidency in a way, or did in a way that I think people found very positive.
And people liked also the model of George and Barbara.
That's the other thing. Similar to Carter, this lifelong, marriage and domestic partnership, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you, Chris. We will talk to you tomorrow. In the meantime, we have two pair of Grizzlies tickets, 535-3776, 535-3776. Jeffrey, who do you want to give them out to? Callers what? I'll let you pick. Who do you want to give them out to?
Let's give it out to, do we know what number?
Ask me numbers. Do you know numbers? Noah wears?
Chris, do you know what Noah, that's what I'm going to ask. Do you know what Noah's?
I'm not a numbers guy.
55, double nickels on the dime.
He's going to be 55, so we'll definitely do caller number 5.
Caller number 5, and then let's do caller number 7.
Caller number 5 and caller number 7. For these are pretty good tickets for
both lower
ball. 5-3-5-3-7-7-6, 5-3-5-3-7-7-6. When we come back, we got three questions. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Home Services, your hometown choice for plumbing, heating, and air. On the fence about purchasing a new heating and air system? Now is the time to buy. We're offering up to 60 months financing on Trane heating and air conditioning systems. Call Best Care today to schedule your free in-home consultation. 624-1401, that's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services. This is Gary Parrish from the Gary Parrish Show, and at this point, I've been telling you about James Davis for years. You already know it's one of the best clothing stores in the entire country, and now you need to know it's the place to go for all your holiday shopping. Let me tell you the perfect gift. It's a custom shirt gift card from James Davis. Starts at $98. You buy it, then give it. Then the recipient can come in at his convenience and get a custom-made shirt. It's simple for you and awesome for him. Also, right now, Croc belts that are normally $295 are just $195. 100% cashmere quarter-zip sweaters, regularly $295, just $195. Got cotton cashmere blend sweaters for only $98. Got a fabulous selection of Peter Millar, Barber, and cool men's vests and jackets available in the store. And Tumi Luggage's Alpha Series is currently 20% off. So whether you're shopping for yourself or somebody else, you need to get to James Davis to see the amazing store with amazing deals. How great is it? Penny Hardaway is now the best-dressed coach in all of college basketball. That's because of Rob Joyner and my friends at James Davis. Holiday hours begin November 25th. That's when they'll be open on Sundays for your convenience. James Davis, Laura Wood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Dashing through the snow to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, wrapping paper is buy two, get one free, and M&Ms are 2 for $5. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
Here's the one you've been waiting for. Macy's Friends and Family. Get an extra 10 to 30% off with your Macy's card or pass. You'll even get an extra 15% off beauty. Find your favorite brands at our biggest savings, like down coats for her, 40% off. Fine jewelry, 30 to 50% off. Beautiful designer watches, 20% off. And go luxe with 40% off hotel collection bed and bath. Through December 10th at Macy's Friends and Family. Savings off sale prices, exclusions apply.
I want to tell you about one of my favorite restaurants in the city. It's Bon Thai, the Thai restaurant on Peabody that's been voted the best Thai restaurant and one of Memphis's best patios for 16 straight years. I love Bon Thai, from the Thai Northern Curry Chicken to the Thai Red Snapper and much more. But here's the best part. It's a great place for dinner before a Grizzlies or Tigers game at the Forum, and you can leave your car in their secured parking lot and get a quick Uber or Lyft to avoid the parking mess. Open for lunch and dinner every day, but Monday they also have a banquet room that holds up to 100 for parties and company events. Give them a call at 272-1538 or just stop by at 1324 Peabody. I'll probably see you there.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-375-2621. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-375-2621 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-375-2621 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-375-2621.
Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking by offering a checking account that pays you. Visit OrionFCU.com to learn more.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Is the place to go to get, guess what, mattresses and furniture. Why? Well, there's a whole bunch of reasons. One is, it has been named the best mattress store in Memphis in 2015, 16, 17, and 18. That should give you be your first clue. Secondly, 50 to 80% off retail store prices every single day of the week. Thirdly, They got the best brand names and mattresses. Heard of iComfort, Simmons Beauty Rest. They also have a showroom full of furniture from Signature Design by Ashley and Benchcraft. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Whole bunch of financing options available up to 48 months. Plus, mention my name, Jeff Calkins. When you go in there, you get an additional 10% off anything in the store. Sleepy Z's, located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road, corner of Summer Avenue. That's right next to Hollywood Feed. Give them a call. 692-6200. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner, where you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed. Let's do Believe It or Not.
Now it's time for Believe It.
Believe. I don't even know if I believe.
Now I'm a believer.
Or not. Believe it or not. On the Jeff Calkins Show.
So, Jeffrey, Winston Moss fired yesterday by the Green Bay Packers. On the way out, his comments were essentially throwing Aaron Rodgers under the bus.
Believe it or not.
They absolutely were throwing Aaron Rodgers under the bus. According to Twitter, Winston Moss's account, ponder this. What championship teams have great leadership, period. It's not the offensive guru trend. It's not the safe trend. Find somebody that is going to hold number 12 and everybody in the building to a hashtag Lombardi standard. Period. Hashtag losing sucks. The Packers have informed me that they are letting me go. Hashtag thanks Twitter. I've served the Packers with all my heart and soul. I've given it my all. Hashtag no regrets. 100%. And you're starting to. I think you're going to start.
What do we make of this? Because do you know? Like, let's be honest.
Sure.
In general, Aaron Rodgers has been perceived as a victim. Right? A victim of bad management and bad coaching.
Yes.
That's how he is perceived. There's this weird thing with his family that is just, I find it so weird. It does make me, like, that's just weird. His weird. And it actually makes me wonder about Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
If you can't patch it up somehow with your family, it does make me wonder about Aaron Rodgers. But he's generally been perceived as a victim of doesn't have enough weapons, doesn't have enough help.
Yep.
And
very bad offensive mind.
And a very bad, okay. But now, on the way out, they're basically saying Aaron Rodgers is has to be held accountable.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I think in general, what they're saying is, I think you're going to start to see a lot more of these stories now that McCarthy's done, and you're going to start having stories of sources close to the Packers that Rodgers' body language, his attitude, his leadership, his accountability.
What is accountability? What does that mean?
I think the fact that I think what they're basically saying is the quarterback is the most important position in all of sports, and supposedly if you're one of the all-time greats, you shouldn't be sitting here at 4-7-1. And essentially what they're trying to do is basically blame the losing on Aaron Rodgers. And I think that's obviously gonna be the natural progression. When you have a coach that was fired, and in general, the perception is that he's largely fired because he had Aaron Rodgers and he never did anything with him. I get it. You want a Super Bowl, but maybe, I'm saying like down the stretch.
The problem is the performance in the end is the performance, right?
Exactly.
That's the problem. Maybe he is a whiner. I can see that. Maybe he's a malcontent. Maybe he doesn't give off positive vibes. I don't know what it means. I do find it curious. And honestly, in a weird way, it does, and maybe I'm connecting things that don't need to be connected, it does fit with this whole peculiar family thing a little bit.
Yeah, I just think at the end of the day, you signed Aaron Rodgers to the massive contract. You're not getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. And it was clearly they had reached an impasse between McCarthy and Rodgers. And then when your team is a 14-point favorite and gets beaten outright by the Cardinals at home, when the opposing quarterback completes 9 passes, like, it was very obvious that team had quit, and I think they had to make a move.
Right. It's curious, to say the least, because you don't normally see people ripping stars on the way out the door, really. Maybe you do. I find it to be a little bit...
Well, Hugh Jackson did it.
What did he say?
Where he went on First Take and he was discussing, first off, my favorite move that Hugh Jackson does is he mentions all the quarterbacks that have been successful and he wanted to draft those guys, but they didn't draft him.
Well, that's different. That's not ripping a player who coached.
And then he ripped,
he ripped essentially Baker.
What did he say?
For being a rookie quarterback. You know, he's basically, he went on First Take and he was discussing, you know, I have to play the rookie and he's making all these mistakes and yada yada.
Do you think he wanted to play Tyrod?
Oh, yeah. I think there's a reason why he named Tyrod the starting quarterback.
Yeah, interesting. Okay, you got one for me.
Jeff, I do. Jeff, the Lakers is no doubtably, the Lakers-Grizzlies ticket, no doubtably a hot ticket, but the hottest ticket in basketball this year in Memphis will be the Memphis-Tennessee basketball ticket.
Believe it or not.
I don't believe that. It's an interesting one.
Yes.
These are very clearly the, because the Golden State games come so late in the year, and let's be honest, LeBron's a bigger star.
There's no question.
As big as a traveling road show as the Warriors are, LeBron is the biggest, and there's not it's not close. And so then you combine the LeBron fans and the Laker fans, and you've got hysteria, right? And Memphis, Tennessee will be big, and that will be sold. Like last night at the they announced 13 some. There wasn't 13 some. There was 7 some probably. Like it was the smallest Tigers crowd that I've seen this year, but it was still perfectly respectable, energetic, engaged crowd. But I don't think the Tigers will have a sellout. Will they? For I don't think they'll have a true solid sellout for anyone else. For UConn, for Cincinnati, for Wichita State. I don't think they'll have a real sellout for anyone else. I think here there's a couple things happening. One is it's sort of reminiscent of the great number one number versus two Memphis Tennessee game. And so it has it echoes off of that, and so it draws some of the appeal from that. I think that's true. I think obviously people are thrilled about Penny. You've also got the Tennessee fans who will come in here. There'll be, I don't know, like 4,000 Tennessee fans. How many Tennessee fans will come to that game? 3,000?
That seems fair.
Yeah. So I think it will be the second hottest ticket, but I don't think it this is LeBron on a Saturday night at basically Christmas. Like, come on. Like you don't get better than and it's the advantage that the Grizzlies have over the Tigers. Not that they're in competition, but that they've got star power they can sell. Like, they've got superstars coming through. And there is no bigger superstar than LeBron. So as hot as the Memphis Tennessee ticket will be, and I believe it will be hot, and I will believe it will be a hard sellout, and I think these will be the only two hard sellouts, really, of the year. For
they get LeBron
team.
Again, correct?
Yes, and, yes. Oh, no, LeBron will get, yeah. But I think the LeBron game's bigger.
I totally agree, because as you mentioned, like, even recently when the Lakers have not been good, when the Lakers come to town, they still have a massive fan base.
And then you got all the LeBron fanboys.
And now you factor in, absolutely. In fact, like, there are... like,
and not only that, it's his first time in a Lakers uniform in Memphis.
It's a completely different animal.
It's going to be a crazy day at FedEx Forum Saturday, because you got UAB in the morning, and then you've got that game at night. It's going to be absolutely nuts. But
and no football.
And you have people...
You already
have people complaining about the price. I've seen people complaining about the prices because they would like to take their kids and whatever else. It's just, I hate to say it, if you go right now to the secondary market, you will discover that you will be paying a lot for a Grizzlies Lakers ticket. Okay, here's one for you.
All right.
A greedy Williams is wrong to skip the bowl game against UCF just to protect his NFL career.
Believe it or not.
Absolutely not.
Here we go again. Who's skipping him? Rashad Gary, the defensive tackle from Michigan, I think he's skipping.
Yes, Ed Oliver is skipping.
Ed Oliver, yeah, is skipping.
The receiver, Henry, the receiver for Arizona State is skipping. All right, here's the full list. Noah Fant, the tight end for Iowa, he will be skipping the Outback Bowl against Mississippi State. According to Mel Kiper, he is the number one tight end.
He's a stud. He's a first-round pick, yep.
Then you will have Rashawn Gary. As you mentioned, he'll be skipping the Peach Bowl.
He's Florida.
Kiper's number 9 available player. Todd McShay's number 5 available player. Kelvin Harmon, a wide receiver from NC State. He will be skipping the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl, considered a potential first or second round choice. Then we have, as mentioned, N'Keal Harry for Arizona State. He's the Kuiper's number two receiver, McShay's number 31 overall player. Justice Hill, the running back from Oklahoma State, will not be playing in the Liberty Bowl. Ed Oliver, as previous mentioned, Debo Samuel, the talented wide receiver for South Carolina, will be skipping the Belk Bowl. Greedy Williams, as you mentioned, as the point of the question, Larry Williams, an offensive lineman for Oklahoma State, will not be playing the Liberty Bowl. I think that's actually an interesting aspect. Usually we don't see offensive linemen skip very often. And now I wonder if that's becoming more of a trend.
Here's my very clearly we agree on this 100%.
Yes.
That if
we agreed when Bosa basically said, I'm not even going to try to come back. When basically Bosa probably could have made it back.
Might have made it back, but if they had gotten in the playoffs, he might have made it. Sure. And they didn't make the playoffs, et cetera. So now you and I agree that if you're skipping a meaningless bowl,
uh-huh.
which is all everything but the playoffs,
yep.
You and I have no problems with it.
None.
I have two questions.
All right.
One, let's make it local.
Yep.
Darrell Henderson decides to skip the Birmingham Bowl.
Yep.
He's not going to, by the way. He's going to play.
Right, he's
going to
play.
He's going to play. But if he decided to skip the Birmingham Bowl, Darrell Henderson, would it bother you?
Absolutely not. No chance. No way. You are a running back. You never know what can happen throughout the course of a game, especially when you're touching the ball 30 times and everyone is – you are literally touching the ball and the design of the opposing team is to hit you as hard as they
and
can.
And you kind of have a little bit of an injury. You get nicked up. Like
sure.
You're for Darrell Henderson. I wouldn't blame him at all.
Not even a little bit.
Okay, let me ask this. A player from one of the teams in the playoffs decides to skip the bowl games.
Oh, boy.
Significant player from one of the teams in the playoffs decides to sit out the bowl games.
In the end, I would not fault the player. I would understand. It is a situation, though, where, like, for instance, if a Tiger fan is upset with Darrell Henderson, should he choose to skip the bowl game, which you've clearly pointed he is not intending to do, I wouldn't really intellectually understand that. I would understand someone in the playoff, because you're playing for a championship, this game matters. I would intellectually understand being upset. I personally would not be upset, because the truth
is... Here's why I don't think it'll happen. Why I don't think it's a real issue. Is because what we've learned is, and maybe if this is not true, but what we've learned is it doesn't hurt your draft status if you skip a meaningless bowl.
Exactly. Right?
Leonard Fournette skipped the bowl.
Christian
McCaffrey skipped the bowl. Didn't hurt his draft. Doesn't hurt at all. If I do wonder this, though.
Okay.
If you skip meaningful games.
Right.
That suggests a lack of competitiveness and desire to win. Significant things. As opposed to insignificant things. Would that then raise questions? Skipping the Birmingham Bowl wouldn't raise questions.
Correct.
But if you are a stud and you decide to opt out of the playoffs, I think that raises character questions in the minds of the NFL that skipping a meaningless bowl does not.
In a vacuum, I do not think that the decision would affect them, because I think
you still think they'd look at the size, speed, everything else, and just pick them.
And what I think would really matter now, for instance. Say Ed Oliver were skipped. Say Houston would have found a way into the playoff. And say Ed Oliver then decides to skip. I think there could be some issues.
Because there already are some questions.
Right.
Alabama has an offensive tackle who's going to be drafted in the top 10.
Okay. And there's nothing on tape that suggests that he
has an injury. There's nothing. He's a good dude. Everyone says he doesn't think
it would hurt his draft stock.
And would you fault him?
No.
They do. They do have an offensive tackle. I forgot his name, but they do. Have
absolutely
an
not, because in general, you are more likely to get hurt in a competitive game against an elite team than you are against. Just statistically, you are.
Okay, I have one more for you,
right.
And it is this: you believe the correct way to eat fast food is in the car driving after you drive through fast food.
Mm-hmm.
Is in the car while you are driving after having purchased it.
Believe it or not.
Absolutely. Two reasons. Number one, fast food has a tendency to, shall we say, go cold quite quickly.
Well, that's funny. Let me. The reason I bring this up is because a English bloke was pulled over for speeding recently, and he told the officer that he was speeding because he did not want his McDonald's to get cold, so he wanted to get home to eat it. Now, this story did not have the ring of truth to me.
Okay.
Because since when do you have to get home? Oh, here, here.
Okay.
Take out pizza.
All right.
I have, I will tell you this, whether I go to Memphis Pizza Cafe, Little Caesars, those are the two I probably go to the most because they're right near my house.
Right.
And Little Caesars is convenient. You walk in, you give them a $5 bill.
Hot and ready, you're in and out.
The thing about Little Caesars is this. It can be good or it can be bad.
Yeah, there's no in between.
Totally depends on how long that pizza's been sitting there.
Yeah. And there's no such thing as just a five on Little Caesars.
If you
it's
get
either
a,
great
if you
or
get one of their old pizzas, it's like throwing away $5.
Yeah.
We still eat it, but they're not good.
Right, and that's the risk you take.
If you get one of their just come out of the oven pizzas, they're really, it's a great deal for $5.
Absolutely. No argument here.
Memphis Pizza Cafe. And by the way, I don't endorse either of these. I'd be happy to if one of them, because I believe in both products, so if they want to call at me. Memphis Pizza Cafe, which I thought was, when I got here, people told me to go to Memphis Pizza Cafe, and I thought it was an overrated pizza place when I got here. I have come to love Memphis Pizza Cafe. I think it's delicious. I get the buffalo chicken, and we get the pepperoni, and I've been known to eat slices of these things as I'm driving home to take it to the boys. But typically, I think pizza is a thing that you might, if you had told me you got a speeding ticket because you were driving home to get the pizza, well, that's not an excuse to speed. You're not delivering a baby. But I understand getting home to eat the pizza.
Fundamentally, you agree with the logic.
I understand the logic, even though I don't always stand by it. I don't understand driving home to eat the fast food. I don't really understand. Well, I have different views on this. You drive through Chick-fil-A, okay? You pick up your delicious Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yep.
You don't go home and eat it. That's ridiculous.
The sandwich is a little different because the sandwich has the aluminum foil inside the packaging, so it keeps
it... stay warm, but you still don't have to go home to eat it. Here's my question.
The perfect
example. My question is this. Do you eat it while parked? You pull over and park somewhere and eat it, or do you eat it while driving?
Absolutely not. Time is money, Jeff. And
Eat routinely while driving?
Absolutely.
What percentage of Americans eat while driving?
I would guess probably 1 in 4, right?
Oh, I think much more than 1 in 4 eat while driving. I think more than half of Americans. There are people I know who think it's dangerous and horrible to eat while driving.
Okay. Well, I also know that those people are usually texting while they're driving.
No, I think they're not. I think they're actually the opposite. I think the same people who don't actually, I think there's a minority of people who really, I think there's a, and we know there are people who don't text and drive, and God bless them, and there should be.
Yes.
And I'm trying to join that group. I'm really getting better at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are, and I think the people who don't eat fast food are also absolutely don't text and drive, because the reason they don't eat fast food while they're driving is they think it's dangerous and they're responsible. I don't really understand what's dangerous about eating a McDonald's cheeseburger while driving.
No, I would also argue the people that would say that eating while driving is dangerous, those are the people that are going to go in and they're going to make sure to eat their delicious.
That's true.
Yes.
The other thing I would say is I separate this between long drives and short drives.
100%.
If I am in Memphis and I go to a fast food place, I will often stop and then I'll listen to Jason and John as I eat my two cheeseburgers from 11 to 2, and I will whatever. But if I'm on a long drive,
can't risk time. You got to get there as fast as possible.
It's a way to entertain yourself.
Absolutely.
While it's a way to kill time.
It's active too.
You should never on a long drive stop to eat. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Completely agree.
On a short drive, you can stop and...
I mean, my argument would be this. You go through Chick-fil-A's drive-thru, and are you telling me that the fry that you pull out of the bag right when they give you the food, you are telling me there's no difference between your enjoyment of that fry versus when you get back to the house and you put the fries out and the fry that you have there?
I just don't believe anybody drives home with fast food. I think that's ridiculous.
I think it's
right. I do want to say this, though. I do believe this. I do believe that everyone listening to me right now has either a wife, a girlfriend, a daughter, a sister, a mother, or a significant other. And if so, I also believe they should get themselves to Gould's. Gould's is the oldest family-owned spa in the country. And it is the only place in Memphis where you can give someone the complete spa experience. It's not just like, oh, you get a massage. You can do that anywhere. You can get your haircut anywhere. Here, you can go spend a day. You can go spend half day. You can get these beautiful catered lunches that they do. Literally, you have the spa experience that transforms the way you feel about life. And not only that, you head on in there, and they don't just give you, they have lovely little cards, choice of cards, but they'll put it in a, you don't just want to hand someone a card. You could put it in a stocking, that would be fine. But they have little boxes with ribbons, and the card can come in there. It is a surefire 100% winner as a gift. And Gould's has locations all over town. Poplar Plaza, Park Place, Overton Square, Germantown, Cordova, Downtown, Houston Levee, Collierville, Forest Hill, Olive Branch, Wolf Chase Gallery. It's convenient to everyone. Six different packages available to choose from. So, Gould's Salon Spa.com. Gould's Salon Spa.com is the place to go, or stop in at one of their locations and check them out. We got to take a break. Back in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 93.9 FM ESPN.
It's the holidays, and that means family. A lot of family. We're talking Uncle Herman doing charades in your living room family. But don't let that be the height of this holiday's entertainment, because now you can get an amazing deal on Xfinity TV and internet. Not only does Xfinity deliver the most reliable internet, but it's also America's best internet provider, according to speedtest.net. Plus, Xfinity lets you find all your favorites, including on Netflix and, coming soon, Amazon Prime Video, just by speaking into your X1 voice remote. Now you can have entertainment the whole family will enjoy this season. It's simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity TV and internet with up to 150 megabits per second download speed for $35 each a month for 2 years when you bundle both with a 2-year agreement and HBO included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 12/9/18. Requires equal bill, paperless billing, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. New X1 starter double play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After premium promo and agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Cooper Systems is the place I go for all my computer needs. It's the place you should go for your computer needs. I was in there just about a week, 2 weeks ago, talking to Lee and Lauren Cooper. That's the beautiful thing. You walk in there, you actually get to talk to Lee and Lauren Cooper, the people who own the store and who will treat you right. Obviously, they can do all the repairs. Apple refers people to Cooper Systems to do repairs that they don't want to handle. But it is the holidays, and so you might want to now be getting someone you love a new or refurbished computer. And at Cooper Systems, you can get the same brands that they carry everywhere else for a significantly cheaper price. So a beautiful MacBook Air, a refurbished MacBook Air for $699. Another one, MacBook Air 11, for $599 while I was in there. They've got these beautiful custom-built Phoenix systems. Some that start is under $500, but can be as elaborate as you want. And they also are upgradable and expandable, so you never need to buy a new computer. It's the kind of place where you buy it, they'll make sure you understand how to use it. If you have questions subsequently, holidays go over, I can't figure this thing out, you can give them a call and ask for Lee and Lauren Cooper, or you can head on back in for no charge. They will, this is what the issue is. They will make sure you understand what you are getting and are happy with what you are getting. It's Lee and Lauren Cooper, Cooper Systems. The phone number is 360-9679, 360-9679, or stop in and visit them at the Mount Moriah Office Park.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
It's time for some straight talk. This holiday season, give yourself the gift you really want. More data.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless and we'll give you 50% more high-speed data on our $35 and $45 unlimited plans when you buy a smartphone, all without a contract. Plus, you'll get America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks. So switch today and say happy holidays to yourself with 50% more high-speed data. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less, only at Walmart. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with the mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Dell's dedicated small business advisors give you tech advice and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. And now's the time to save on select business PCs with 8th-gen Intel Core processors until the end of the year. Maximize this year's budget and find the right tech solution for your business. Plus, get free shipping on everything. Visit Dell.com/business deals or call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell small business advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
You can get moving with today's Perks deal. Get $200 towards Exact Price Moving Services for only $100 from Big League Movers. Get your deal today at GetMyPerks.com.
92.9 FM, 680 AM, and 92.9 ESPN.com. This is the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You want a holiday shopping experience that reminds you of what a holiday shopping experience is supposed to be? It's merry. It's peaceful. It's helpful. It makes your heart swell with the feeling of the season. I didn't know O'Call. I didn't know our friends at O'Call. A, it's because of the world-class legendary service that they will offer. But B, it's because everything they have in there is stunning. In fact, if any of you are feeling particularly grateful for our radio show and you want to get me or Jeffrey something, anything from O'Call will do. You could get the Peter Millar Essex quilted vest if you wanted. You can get one of their merino wool sweaters by Peter Millar. Those are absolutely stunning. You can get two sport shirts, two button-down shirts from Ledbury or Gitman for $199 or a gift card. I would accept, I would love, indeed, a gift card. Whenever I want to look my very best, and that's just true, I've gone at O'Call and I said, please make me look my very best. You should too. They got expanded hours now during the holidays, including Sundays. So go see our friends at O'Call. We got to wrap this baby up.
Now, it's the closing argument.
Really? You know what I really enjoyed?
What's that?
Chris Harrington reliving the Clippers.
Yes, that was fantastic.
Tony Allen kicking.
Tony flexing over Zebo, not helping him up is an all-time.
Tony running over to not, and flex, that was an all-timer. I think that was my favorite part of the show. I love that.
I agree.
Just besides every other part. Clippers in town tonight. Head on out there to FedEx Forum and catch the Clippers. And who knows? Maybe the debut of the Joakim Noah era. What's next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Mark Spears of ESPN, the undefeated, is going to join them at 11:25. Eric back in studio today. Bill Bender, Kevin Pelton going to join him during the second hour. Gary in studio. Chris Lowe of ESPN will join at 4:25. You will be at 5 o'clock. Grizzlies game night with G-Darb starts at 6. Pre-game for the network, 6:30. Tip-off, 7 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow, I promise. But for now, our work here is done.
favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Well, hello there.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
It's getting cold outside, and what better way to entertain the family than to hit the track at Audubon Indoor Speedway. Audubon tracks are inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and climate controlled. And Audubon's fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra-modern, fun to drive, and fast with speeds up to 50 miles per hour. Not your dad's rattly carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. Mondays through Thursdays, get one free race for every two you buy. I guarantee a trip to Audubon will change the way you think about your weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway events. Fast, fun, cool.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because I'm a talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Altar Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Altar Created Diamonds only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Your home is your comfort zone, and you take great pride in the tiny details that make it home. The same attention should be given to your home comfort system. Whether it's a simple tune-up to keep your system in top operating condition, or it's time to consider replacement, Landmark Heating and Air Conditioning is the comfort company you can trust. Family-owned and operated since 1970, we offer fast, friendly, professional service guaranteed. For all your home comfort system needs, call us today at 255-